You're listening to SBS News.
Indian police have fired tear gas and used water cannons to disperse a large crowd of protesters in the southern Indian state of Kerala. The protesters chanted, blocked roads and burned tyres in protest at two women entering one of Hinduism's holiest shrines. Women or girls of menstruating age, deemed to be those between 10 and 50, have been banned for centuries from entering the Sabarimala temple in Kerala's capital. India's Supreme Court had ordered the ban be removed in September, but the temple, which draws millions of worshippers each year, has refused to abide by the court ruling. Subsequent attempts by women to visit the shrine have been blocked by thousands of devotees. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, of the Hindu nationalist BJP, is among those who say the temple has the right to exclude women.
India is of the view that everyone should get their due rights. There are some temples in India which have their own traditions, that men should not enter a temple and men do not go there. In this temple, a female judge in the Supreme Court has made certain observations. It needs to be read minutely. There's no need to attribute those to any political party. As a woman, too, she's made some suggestions. There should be a debate on that as well.
Video footage shows police helping the two women in their 40s enter and exit the temple in the early hours of the morning. But once news got out of their visit, the temple's head priest ordered the shrine to be closed so the temple could be purified. Conservative Hindu groups say women of menstruating age are impure and that they will defile the temple's inner shrine. One of the protesters, SJR Kuma, says they will continue to demonstrate until the Supreme Court ruling is overturned.
Throughout these days, throughout these months, on every occasion, we have reacted very peacefully. We have only did bhajans, namajpa yatras, yajnas and things like that. But the government, the present Chief Minister especially, Sri Pinarayi Vijayan, has been very adamant in taking young women to Sabarimala.
The Indian Supreme Court is due to hear a legal challenge to its ruling later this month. But Annie Raja, from the National Federation of Indian Women, has told Al Jazeera it is not the law that is the problem.
It is clearly an issue of politics and electoral politics. Why I am saying this, the devotees were there when these women were entering. They did not object, they did not resist. They were very peacefully, silently allowing these women to go and worship.
The uproar has put the issue of religion squarely on the political agenda, months before a general election, which is due by May. Regional leader Jamila Prakasam says women should have the right to practice their faith as men have.
God is everywhere, but if I am drawn towards a particular place to have a rendezvous with the God, who is going to prevent me? That should be the attitude. This is for boldening the women folk. This is for showing the women folk, this is your right.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.